Blog Talk Radio.
It's too young to be on that bridge. It's too young to be sitting on the edge. Too young to be on the range. You're too young.
Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, a spiritual relationship healing expert, helping men and women heal their bodies, their relationships, and their lives through love. Author of the book, Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, and director at HealthyBabyBoomersNetwork.com. Please visit my Healing Through Love seminar site because my program is just beginning in a few days. And it's at CompleteRelationshipSystem.com. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter how old you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Susan Joyce Proctor. MBA, DAY, she is a women's wellness and weight expert, a healthy baby boomer, and she has a serious foodie issue and knows a lot about it. Former bank vice president, she has been developing and honing her skills as a wellness practitioner and coach since 1988. As the founder of Gourmet Wellness at GourmetWellness.com and a founder of Hygieus, the Global Association for Women in Wellness, that's spelled Hygieus.com, she is proud to have been an active part of the wellness revolution for over two decades. In the face of a personal history with eating and weight challenges, Susan has succeeded in creating a healthy and joyful relationship with food. And I can tell you she looks wonderful because I have met her in person, and I would never know that she had some kind of issue with weight. And she's passionate about supporting other women through their own healing journeys. Her proprietary Gourmet Wellness program integrates the sciences of blood type and Ayurveda, offering uniquely personalized and holistic lifestyle solutions and diet support that help women to embrace their wisdom on all levels. And in addition to providing private coaching to clients, Susan is an inspiring speaker and workshop leader and the author of a new book. So I would like to welcome you, Susan.
Oh, thank you so much, Erica, and happy Valentine's Day.
Wow, happy Valentine's Day. I should have started with that. I mean, the messages all around the internet are so loving and beautiful. It's a beautiful day, and I did some research and discovered that I didn't know this before, that Valentine's Day is really celebrated all around the world, except in some countries where it's kind of taboo to express love openly. So with that, I would like to begin right away. We're talking about a diet of love today. So
yep.
Susan, please tell us a little bit about your own background that led to your creating what you're doing right now, all that you're doing.
Thank you. You know, when we met Eric and we were chatting, we had so much in common. And I was sharing with you that when I was much younger, I actually had about 10 years of my life that I really struggled with food and with weight. I was very overweight and I was dieting and binging for about 10 years and really miserable. And I actually gave it up at one point. I just decided to you know, give up the struggle. And I had a corporate career in New York City for many years. I was a vice president of a bank. And then in the late 80s, I had kind of an awakening, you know, sort of a spiritual wake up, and realized that I believe that we're all in this world to contribute something special about, you know, our gifts and our experiences. And I realized that my probably biggest contribution to the collective consciousness, especially for women, was about helping them end their own food struggles. And so I kind of started that career, oh gosh, as you said, in the late 80s, and been working in this field for a long time.
And I'm sure it has been evolving and changing, because when you started, there wasn't as much consciousness around about it.
Definitely true. I think I was a little bit ahead of my time. But in
right.
A lot of
well,
ways.
I can relate to that also.
Well,
so
you know,
you just...
we're part of this cultural creative, you know, demographic that overlaps so much with the baby boomers. There's much more openness these days to this kind of work, as you know.
Absolutely. So you describe yourself as a women's wellness and weight expert. What exactly does that mean, and what do you do?
Well, you know, like many of us, I professionally do coaching and speaking and writing. As you know, I just published a book last week on Kindle called The Intelligent Women's Guide to Healthy Weight Loss with the Blood Type Diet. And the kind of two areas that I really seem to focus on most are, on the one hand, helping women create like a wellness lifestyle makeover and find out exactly what's right for them. I've kind of coined the expression ideal cuisine, and I help everyone find their ideal cuisine based on their blood type, their Ayurvedic constitutional type, their lifestyle, and their preferences. I help women reach their ideal weight and kind of importantly create joyful relationships with food. So, you know, some of my clients are ongoing because, as we know, there's a lot of us that have kind of deeper issues around weight. So I like to say that I meet everybody where they are with everything from past life regression to helping them figure out what to have for lunch.
Wow. I just realized as you were talking that I have known people that worked with the blood type diet, but I have not heard of too many people that combined that type of diet with the Ayurveda principles, which I'm very familiar with because I had studied it many years ago.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Why don't you explain for our listeners what the blood type diet is like and then what the Ayurveda principles are that you base it on?
I'm happy to. The blood type is a little easier to explain. You know, there's four different blood types, and everybody has one. You know, they're O, A, B, and AB. And there's a wonderful naturopathic physician named Peter Diadamo up in Connecticut who has developed a whole science around this. And he's identified that each of the four blood types is like a completely different species from each other, and we each thrive on different food and lifestyle recommendations. So I've been working with that program for over a decade. And the Ayurvedic science is actually a sister science to yoga. And within Ayurveda, we identify three different constitutional types that people are that have to do with their energy system. And I think I'm still the only practitioner in the world that's certified in both of these sciences and has combined them. And Erica, it is so powerful. I mean, I developed this probably for myself, you know, primarily, and then, you know, obviously started sharing it with other people. But it really helps people find the right cuisine and lifestyle that really helps each of us thrive on a very individualized basis.
It's so interesting what you're talking about, because I have looked at the blood type diet, and I'm an O, I guess O positive, I forget which way, the positive one. And in that blood type, meat is something that I should be having as opposed to being vegetarian. And I was never comfortable being completely vegetarian. So That's interesting.
It's a bit of a controversial point because a lot of people are not comfortable eating meat. I'm not an O myself. I'm a B blood type, which is a little bit different. But you raise a good point that, you know, many people are not comfortable being vegetarian and they do feel comfortable eating meat.
And meat doesn't have to be red meat.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have to be. But what I do find is that O's really thrive on protein and they don't do that well with carbohydrate foods. So, you know, the protein that we're each comfortable with differs from person to person. But I will, you know, say that my O clients who do, you know, go back to eating meat generally report that they feel much better.
It's so interesting. And then in the energetic style, I know these are words, the Indian words, Pitta Vata was my type. I'm a fire person. And what kind of diet would somebody have, just briefly, for, you know, with an energetic personality as opposed to someone who has more water in their system?
Well, people, you've mentioned that your constitutional type is Pitta Vata. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes.
Okay. I'm very familiar with that because mine is Vata Pitta. And generally, what that means is that we need foods, we benefit from foods that are more grounding.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of pittas in particular, pitta people are more sensitive to chemicals and other types of impurities than the other types. And so eating more organic is quite important. So the meat issue, and that's actually a very good point, because pittas don't do as well with red meat as O blood type people do. I usually experience that for your type, and I call your archetype the leader, you tend to do very well with fish as a primary protein source, in some respects even better than red meat.
Interesting.
Yeah. Does that resonate with you from your experience?
Absolutely, and the organic part, I've certainly been much more organic recently. So why would this information be valuable to our listeners who are primarily baby boomers and wanting to be healthy baby boomers?
Well, I'm a baby boomer myself, so, you know, I have a particular affinity and fondness and loyalty toward our generation, and I think we're a very special generation. So on a physical level, you know, we're facing some similar issues. Our generation is refusing to age, so prevention is really important, and I support that. We have some similar emotional, I would rather say hormonal issues at this point in life. And there is, you know, the phenomena that people experience that they gain weight as they get older. So the whole issue of weight becomes pretty important, even though I don't believe that, by the way. I don't agree with that generalization. But I think that there's so much healing that we can do in our relationships with food and also through food in terms of our physical health that it's particularly important, and that our generation is, I think, pretty open to taking responsibility for ourselves and making change.
I'm thinking about something as you were talking that you don't really believe it has to be that way that you gain weight. But some of the reasons for gaining weight are our lifestyle. Like when we were younger, we may have exercised more, but if we get more responsibility in work and we're working harder to make more money and we're not exercising as much, and then we maybe have more money and going out to more expensive dinners and eating fancy foods and lots of breads. And there's a lot of reasons for gaining weight and also the emotional strains that people have.
It's a good point, but there are always choices to make, of course. And, you know, I have to admit, Erica, and I think this is one of the reasons that my work is kind of so popular, I confess that I happen to be a lazy person. You know, I don't do everything to the letter. You know, I'm not a paragon of anything. I believe in the 80-20 rule, you know, of show me the 20% of the things that are most important. And that's what I really help people hone in on, because you raise a very good point. We're all juggling a lot of stuff, and time is pretty short.
and also going to parties, especially around Christmas time, but also Valentine's Day, you know, chocolates. I mean, it's tempting, and it's real hard to live in this world and cut down everything and eat this perfect diet.
And that's a good thing that we don't have to be perfect.
Right, and we don't have to be, right. Even though
but
we feel as though we
reasons,
do.
And I just want to back up to another point that you made about the blood types. Is one of the reasons that I feel so strongly about the blood type program is it helps us really understand if we're going to cut down on something, if we're going to focus on something, exactly what it is for us. Because we're all different.
It's so true. Some people can go on a stringent diet and they're comfortable being stringent like that, because they have a certain kind of rigid, organized personality. And there are other people that are more sensuous, more open, and it's just real hard for them to stick to a strict diet.
I actually don't find that that works for a lot of people, Erica. I don't believe in deprivation. And I think using kind of the pleasure principle as a guiding principle is much more effective long-term, both for managing our weight and also for managing our lives in a way that really works for us.
And that's a very important point, because I had studied the Rosicrucians for a while, and there was a statement there that always stayed with me, that if you eat the most unhealthy food, like a donut or something that just has very little value, and you love it, you will get more nutrition out of that than if you eat the most healthy meal and you're not enjoying it the whole time.
Or even worse, feeling guilty, which I think, unfortunately, so many women do. You know, I remind us about the French paradox, not just in terms of our health, but there's a wonderful book called French Women Don't Get Fat.
Right,
and
I've read that book.
Typically don't get fat, and they do, you know, rely on pleasure rather than deprivation as their criteria. So I think we have some valuable things to learn from them.
They eat bread and cheese, they drink wine, and they have chocolate desserts.
Yep, but they're very moderate about it, and very, as you were just reminding us about the Rosicrucians, they really recognize that they deserve to pleasure themselves. And I think that's something in our culture we have more of a challenge with.
Oh, it's amazing. We really do have a deprivation mindset and then overindulgence. It goes both ways. So how does your approach work specifically for baby boomer women?
Well, it works for everyone. But I think there's something really special about our generation in that we have always questioned things. We've always thought for ourselves and sought to find our own solutions. You know, we've been pioneers. And at this point, you know, we do have some maturity and self-awareness, hopefully, to lend to the equation. So I think this very individualized approach that I've developed that helps us find our own solutions really resonates with us, more than just being told, you know, do this and don't do that.
Well, one of the things that, as you're saying that, I realize some of these diets that are strict, where you follow the rules, they work for a while, but as soon as you stop following those rules, you gain the weight right back.
And that, Erica, and, you know, you touch on something that's very near and dear to my heart. That chronic, you know, weight loss and weight gain is much less healthy than even just carrying extra weight to begin with. So I really don't believe in dieting. And when we were, you know, deciding what our topic would be for today, we wanted to honor Valentine's Day, and we decided to talk about self-love as the only diet that really works. I really believe that. I did not end my personal weight struggles until I stopped dieting. And it was a specific decision that I made about 35 years ago that I would never diet again. And
it's not only the dieting, it's also the love for yourself. I mean, not just in terms of food, but just feeling good about yourself. Because I certainly know that I reach out for comfort foods when I'm stressed out. Something like mashed potatoes or ice cream or cream spinach, something soothing, but it can have a lot of calories.
Well, in moderation, Erica, I don't think those things really do us that much harm. You know, binging and eating you know, sabotage kind of eating, I think, is the kind of thing that put weights on us. You know, I used to say that I don't think anybody ever gained weight from eating a donut, but I'm sure people have gained weight from eating the other 11 donuts in the box to punish ourselves for eating the first donut.
That's
doesn't that make sense?
Well, it makes sense because I had a client who came to me that had his stomach stapled, and he had not healed his issue with food, but now he just could not eat more than one donut, and he was so depressed.
That's kind of sad, but I want to just, you know, help you and myself and our listeners kind of recognize that that first donut, if it really is for comfort, and we really allow ourselves to be comforted by it and then go on with the rest of our day, isn't going to do us a lot of harm. I think that the upset and the, you know, around it and the angst that many people have is far more harmful.
Well, I agree. And there is something soothing in food. It has a chemical
Absolutely.
Reaction in the body. And it's a lot better than relying on a drug that you get addicted to. If you're able to have a small portion, get the satisfaction, and then generally balance your diet.
And that's why, you know, just coming back to our topic, that I feel so strongly about this, you know, self-love thing, if we're going to be dieting on anything, is that if we really love ourselves and eat that donut or the mashed potatoes or the cream spinach with love and allow it to nurture us, it doesn't have any repercussions. I do that all the time, I have to admit.
Wow, they're talking about having a joyful relationship with food.
Yes, exactly. And as somebody who was tyrannized by food for so many years, I appreciate the difference so much. It's something I celebrate. You know, so when you were asking me about how I came to do my work, it really is about, you know, celebrating this phenomena that I discovered, that it's okay. It's okay to feed and nourish ourselves.
It's okay to love yourself, too. We have this idea that you should be taking care of other people and you're being selfish if you love yourself. But it's important.
I think that's a cultural trap that a lot of women have fallen into. And, you know, you and I'm sure, we're familiar with that, the airplane thing. You know, when you get on the plane, they remind you that you have to put your own oxygen mask on first, or else you're not going to be able to help anybody else.
Absolutely.
So it's really important to start, you know, where we live.
So do you have some weight loss tips for people?
I do, and I'm going to be brief because I see that we are running out of time. But one of my most important ones, and it's, you know, consistent with what we've been talking about, is to stop dieting. You know, we these short-term weight loss approaches don't work long-term, and they have, a very negative effect, not only on our psyche, but they cause us to lose muscle tissue. You know, when we do very stringent dieting, we're losing not just fat, but also muscle. And then when we gain the weight back, we tend to just gain back fat. So our body composition deteriorates over time. And when we were speaking a little while ago about this myth that we necessarily gain weight as we age, what actually happens is that we lose muscle as we age, and that slows down our metabolisms. So one of the most important things we can do to manage our weight doesn't even have anything to do with food. It has to do with maintaining lean muscle tissue. So the whole,
And the best way to do that is using weights.
Absolutely.
And they
I've
don't
rediscovered
have to be
that
heavy
recently.
Weights.
Yep.
That's what I've discovered. They can be light weights, but just using the weights, that makes a huge difference on muscle tone.
And it allows us to become leaner.
All right, so any other weight loss tips?
Well, the other one that's kind of near and dear to my heart is recognizing that it's managing our blood sugar and insulin actually helps the body burn fat efficiently. And those food choices are very blood type specific. So I, as you can tell, I have a really strong bias toward the blood type program for helping people understand exactly how their own physiology works so that they can do it more efficiently. And I speak about this, Eric, as you know, as a foodie and someone who really is a hedonist. So if you're going to be giving
like
something up, you might as well understand exactly, you know, what it is that's more efficient for your blood type. In your case, carbs are not very well metabolized, but you don't have much of a problem with fat. And for people with the A blood type, it's just the opposite. So if you're going to be monitoring anything, it makes sense to understand exactly what works for you.
That is really interesting. But in all cases, protein is valuable.
In all cases, protein is valuable, and for your blood type, even more so than any of the others. And the other really good thing that we wanted to mention, because it's Valentine's Day, is that chocolate is not really the problem that we've thought that it's been for a long time. Chocolate
Woody Allen once had a very funny movie, and toward the end, he said, someday they're going to discover that chocolate is really healthy for you. And now we're really seeing that that's come to pass.
Yep, dark chocolate has antioxidants, and in moderation, it's one of the most pleasure-giving things that really isn't harmful for us. Neither the blood type science nor Ayurveda really has a problem with chocolate.
But I actually prefer milk chocolate. That
Me
cream,
too.
Delicious feeling.
I have to admit.
So, any special thoughts for Valentine's Day?
Well, the some of the things that we've been talking about, I think the three most important themes on this topic for Valentine's Day is a reminder about self-love, that kind of good news about chocolate, and also I think this reminder that, you know, the French women have shared with us that pleasure is really a more effective criteria for making choices than deprivation is for health, for weight, and really for our whole well-being in our lives.
And as you say pleasure, so many, particularly women, a lot of men feel this way too, but they feel like they can't have pleasure unless they have a partner that loves them. And they look at other people with envy. But everyone, even when you're in a relationship, can have all kinds of struggles. So there's no quick panacea, and the first step is really to love yourself.
I completely agree, and that works both in and out of a relationship. That's for everyone.
So do you have any final messages? And also, please give a link to how people can get in touch with you or find your book.
Thank you. Well, my final message is I want to remind us all that it is absolutely possible, and I know this from my own experience, to make peace with food regardless of where we are right now, to create joyful relationships with it, and to find out what works for each of us specifically. My website is gourmetwellness.com, GOURMETWELLNESS. You can also find me at SusanJoyceProctor.com. I have a live monthly call. I offer coaching. And I'm even willing, Erica, to offer a $20 gift certificate to your listeners toward any of my services, because I would love to work with more healthy baby boomers.
That's wonderful. You have a tremendous gift to offer people, because most diets are not really focused on these two really important aspects, the constitution of the person and the specific blood type. It's really kind of amazing.
Well, I would love to explore that, you know, in greater depth maybe at another time, but obviously I agree with you. I think what I've integrated is really powerful, and it works, and it helps people not just get physically healthier and leaner and slimmer, but also more whole.
Well, thank you so much. I just have to end the call, and I have a few things to say. Thank you for being here so much. On our next show, I will be speaking with Joy Vaughn, seminar leader and author of the book Power People, Powerful Lives. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report, How to Live to 100 and Beyond. and sign up for my Healing Through Love seminar series, which has just opened. And if you're one of the first 10, you can get a really couple of really special bonuses. And that is available at CompleteRelationshipSystem.com. You can also schedule a coaching or counseling appointment at DrEricaWellness.com.